We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Freedom from Addiction segment. And it's very interesting. This guest is absolutely the addiction expert. He will tell you how you can cure any type of addiction. But as a broadcaster with one of the longest running podcast radio shows in the country, he really had an awakening. An awakening to say he wants to provide a platform and even a segment like my show to tell the truth, to bring out information that the mainstream media is afraid to bring on. Truth Just Below the Surface is going to be a new tagline for Freedom from Addiction. I'm excited to welcome to the program Dr. Witherin Wynn Henderson. And the Wynn, how are you? And I think this is a great idea because of the lies that the media tell or are afraid to bring news that's good news.
Absolutely, Neil. And what we're going to be talking today is earth-shaking news. If it works out like I expect it to, here's the answer to getting rid of the COVID-19 problem. So setting this up, I saw a video from Dr. Brian Proctor, MD. He's board certified family practice in McKinney, Texas, and he produced this video sometime around the 1st of July. And I transcribed it the best I could prior to actually getting in contact with him to do a live interview. And I want to read you what my transcription says about this interview, because it is so vitally important. And it is so important that when you hear this, you pass it on and you will understand what I'm talking about. So Brian said, most TV media coverage talks about inpatient treatment, but I believe that outpatient treatment is the answer to COVID-19. Problem. The whole idea is to keep patients from having to go to the hospital in the first place. Now, I want to treat them 3 to 6 weeks earlier when they first start developing any symptoms like cough, fever, shortness of breath. I've been treating COVID-19 patients for over 3 months now, and I use a regimen of hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, and a couple of other lesser drugs, total of which costs the patient less than $50 if he doesn't have insurance at our local pharmacy. This regimen works so very well, and it can save insurance companies millions of dollars overall. I think our treatment statistics are absolutely amazing, and the public needs to know about them. I personally have treated over 75 patients now without a single follow-up emergency room visit, hospitalization, respirator, or death. And there have been no cardiovascular related side effects from the medicines that I give. I know another physician in Dallas who has treated 5 times as many patients as I have, and he has the same figures of success. Now, myself, my doctor friend in Dallas, and another doctor in Texas City who all use this early aggressive outpatient therapy had 100% success rate. And they don't have to go get additional tests that's going to cost somebody, the insurance companies or whatever, additional money. They have no cardiovascular problems using these medications that have been safely used for decades. Therefore, if we can treat patients early for $50 and we are 100% successful at preventing hospitalization, respirators, and death, not to mention saving tens of thousands of dollars per patient in additional healthcare costs, why would a logically thinking person not do it or recommend it? Now, the answer to solving the COVID-19 problem is early aggressive outpatient treatment and not contact tracing. I personally feel that contract tracing might be a ploy on the part of some government interests to be able to trace our every move. I also think quarantining people has caused additional deaths. The suicide rate has gone up as people lose their jobs and lose hope. I also feel that wearing masks is ridiculous. There is no scientific studies to show the effectiveness. It also keeps us from developing passive immunity. So if you develop antibodies to the coronavirus, you could potentially donate some of your plasma to other sicker individuals and help save their lives. Social distancing should stop. It is likely to collapse our economy, and the whole problem can be taken care of with early, aggressive outpatient treatment by your doctor. And concerning testing, it has a fairly high false negative rate. Also, I don't believe in watchful waiting, which to a certain extent has played a factor in over 135,000 deaths in this country to date. I believe in early aggressive treatment management. Another idea that I have is that we could make hydroxychloroquine available to elderly patients in nursing homes for 180 days, which would decrease the amount of deaths of our elderly population. Consider all the negative effects of what's happening now, as opposed to treating it the same way you would with any other illness, by going to your family doctor early and being treated effectively. If the successful therapeutic regimen that I propose were adopted nationwide, this epidemic would be over in a couple of weeks. And that's what I got from listening to Dr. Proctor's video. I'm currently in the process of contacting him to do a live program podcast to reinforce what he said and to add some additional questions that I had that weren't answered in this video that he produced. So look forward to that on my podcast. And go to my podcast, which is www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com, and follow it along for the latest developments on the corona problem. So thanks, Neil, for putting this up on your syndicated network. The more people we can get to hear it, the more people we can get to do it, the faster we'll get rid of this problem, which it seems the media has some underlying reason not to want to tell us about.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And, you know, it's something when we think about things with the whole process that we need to have something like this. I mean, honestly, you think that there should be some social distancing but we have information like this means that we need to test more, and the more tests should not mean that we need to shut things down. The more tests mean we have a treatment that can work and that it's better than the flu. And the fact that, you know, I know this is not a flu. The flu, if you treat it early, it's again, it could save you. But if untreatable, then it happens. So that as quickly as possible, we need to be able to test on a regular basis. And from that regular basis, we're rolling. So I think it's great information. Truth just below the surface, a great program. Everyone, please share it. Because ultimately, if we put this on Facebook, Facebook's going to take it down. If we put this on YouTube, sorry to say this, when probably they're going to take this down. But your podcast, thanks to all of your syndicators and my syndicators, they're willing to put on the truth. And everyone needs to share this. Share, like, do whatever you can to get this information out, Wynn. And I look forward to our next program, our next segment. But this was a great, groundbreaking news, Wynn, for sure.
Okay, Neil, thanks for the interviews today.
All right. And everyone needs to check out, go to RevWynHendersonMD.com for more information. Like all his stuff, share, like, subscribe to his podcast, and always go ahead and share and like my podcast as well, our radio show. So you're listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.